Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Moore ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate it. Hope you're having a great day. Whatever you're up to right now. I'm your host, Rick Mulready, and my goal for this podcast here is to help you grow and scale your business through smart online marketing strategies so that you can have a bigger impact, you can help more people in your business, and in the process, have a better life. So look, if you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the podcast here, as I have new episodes every Wednesday, as well as what we call quick tip episodes here on the podcast every Friday. And many of the episodes that I am releasing have time-sensitive, helpful information in them. So by subscribing, you'll ensure that you're not missing a beat along the way. So it's been a while since I've done one of these how I would market it episodes here in the show. And that's exactly what we're going to be doing here today. So for the, I'm saying so a lot right now, I just realized. So for just about the past year, I have been working with a nutrition coach. Her name is Casey Tom, and Casey's passion is creating sustainable success and performance for people through nutrition and a healthy lifestyle. And she was recommended to me by a friend of mine whose opinion I respect a lot. I remember reaching out to him, and actually you're going to hear this story here shortly when we get going, but I'm going to tell it anyway right now. I remember reaching out to him, and I was like, dude, I'm looking for a nutrition coach here in San Diego. And he was like, why does it have to be in San Diego? That's like saying I need a Facebook ad manager in my hometown. And I was like, yeah, that's a good point. And he was like, hands down, Casey Tom. And I said, okay. So he connected us, and long story short, we started working together. And I started working with her last May because I was tired of feeling terrible. I was lethargic. My energy was low. I wasn't sleeping well. I felt slow in my personal training sessions. And I had brain fog pretty much every day. And at that time, last May, I wasn't keto, but I was really, my diet was very much high in fat. I did bulletproof coffees every day, and I still love bulletproof coffees, but my diet was very high in fat. I just wasn't feeling good after a period of time. And I knew I had a baby on the way in December, so I decided it was time to make a change. So I started working with Casey last May to begin turning things around. And as I mentioned, you're going to hear a bit more of the story here in a few minutes. Now, as I've gotten to know Casey over the past year, obviously, I was curious at how she markets her business. And her programs are 12 weeks, and she sells them through complimentary strategy calls, so free coaching calls. And I asked Casey to come on the podcast here to join me to have her take us through her sales funnel. And as you're going to hear, her Facebook ad sales funnel for getting qualified people onto her strategy calls has been broken with a capital B. And I'm laughing because I've laughed with her and we can laugh about it. I mean, we're talking super broken. It has not been working at all. So today, I have her on the podcast here to walk us through what she's been doing to this point. And I'm going to share with you and her some strategies for how I would go about filling her sales pipeline with more qualified people who are ready to work with her and her 12-week programs. Specifically, I share five strategies that I would test for getting those qualified potential customers onto her free strategy calls and thus expanding the number of lives that she's able to change through her coaching program. So without further ado, we're going to jump right into it and go hang out with quite possibly the nicest person that I know. Her name is Casey Tom, and let's go talk some strategy with Casey. Casey Tom, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you, Rick. I am doing swimmingly well. Thank you for asking.
And just so everybody can kind of get a visual here, we're on Zoom right now recording this and we're on video. And so that's why I feel like I'm talking to like right in front of me talking. And I realize that doesn't translate super well to everybody listening to the show here. But I'm really excited to have you on the podcast. This is something I've told you that I would do for a while now. And I was, you know, this is going to be an interesting episode because we're going to do a bunch of different things here on the show. And I was, you know, we were talking before I hit record here about kind of how I approach an interview where I don't come in with like a whole list of questions. Like, it's like what I almost tell every guest is like, hey, this is like, we're sitting down for coffee or a smoothie or an acai bowl and it's chatting. So that's kind of what we're going to be doing here. And so as we dive into it, introduce yourself to AOPT Nation. Tell them a little bit about you and what you do and what you're up to now.
Oh my Lord. I'm so happy to be here with you, Rick. I've been waiting to do this and I'm super excited to be here and with your AOPT Nation. And what is up, everybody? I'm super pleased, blessed, and honored to be here with Mr. Rick Mulready. And I have been, let's see, where have I been? I've been a nutrition coach for the last almost 10 years. I own my own company of ICAN Nutrition. And what I specialize in is really elevating like entrepreneurs' lives and allowing them to understand that if you don't have your health, you don't have your wealth. It doesn't matter where you're at, but it's super important for me to educate and really implement health with as many people as I can so that they actually can live their best life. So I really, really specialize in like metabolism repair, gut health repair, energy, mood, focus, and just getting really entrepreneurs to get to that next level of their A game.
I love it. And guys, just to kind of give some context and perspective on how I got hooked up with Casey. Last year, spring 2018, I had a doctor's appointment and, you know, they weigh you at every doctor's appointment and I jumped on the scale and like, I'm not a big guy, but at the same time, I was the heaviest I'd ever been. And it wasn't really that heavy for me personally, but at the same time, I wasn't feeling good physically for several years up until the beginning of last year. I wouldn't say I wasn't keto or anything, but I was very heavily like very high fat diet because I was finding that my body was performing, if you will, the best on a high fat diet. So I didn't really eat a whole lot of carbs. You know, I talk a lot about bulletproof coffee and stuff like that. You know, I was doing bulletproof every day. And so it was just a high fat diet. And just over time, like my body started not responding as well to it. And I wasn't feeling very good. I was feeling like bloated all the time and my energy level was terrible. I wasn't sleeping well. And so I'd been feeling this for a while. And that visit to the doctor's office was just sort of the catalyst of, okay, let's do something about this. Because at that time I had just found out that Amy was pregnant. So here I'm going to be a dad at the end of 2018. And I want to feel better. Like my energy levels need to be, you know, as high as possible, not only for my business and performing on a day-to-day basis, but here I'm going to be a new dad, right? So I reached out to my buddy, Craig Ballantyne, who has been a guest here on the show. He was the one who talked about how he's selling higher ticket workshops via Instagram stories. One of the most downloaded episodes, by the way, of 2018, guys, if you've not yet heard that episode. And so I reached out to Craig and I said, hey, do you have a nutritionist or nutrition coach here that you know of in San Diego? He's in Toronto. And he was just like, why do you need somebody in San Diego? That's like me saying, hey, do you have a Facebook ads manager recommendation, but they have to be in Toronto, right? And I was like, oh yeah, good point. And he said, at the time, you hadn't changed your name yet. He said, Casey Arnold, hands down. And so anyway, he put me in touch and, you know, we were off to the races. I started working with Casey last May. Was it last May?
Yeah, last May.
Yeah, last May in 2018. And basically just what I love about working with Casey is that this is not like, you know, overly, it's not restrictive. It's just like she works with me to, and her clients to get them to a point where like, where she's, like she said, she's like, you're performing at the highest level possible through, you know, proper nutrition and making sure that your gut health is good. I did a whole gut health, like we're getting personal here, Casey. I did a whole gut health thing last fall. And then now that I've had, you know, now that Amy had the baby in December, here we are a few months later. And I'll be honest with you, like, you know, it's been a tough transition during the newborn, new dad phase here. But, you know, the whole thing here is in an effort to just ensure that I'm as healthy as possible so that I can perform at a high level on a daily, day-to-day basis, you know, not only for the business, but especially for my family. So I've never really talked about that. You know, I don't think I talked about it on Instagram, on social media, but especially not here on the podcast, kind of what I was doing, you know, behind the scenes last year. So can you kind of give, and I know Casey, it's tough to do like, you know, generalizations, right? But what are some simple things? And guys, I promise we are going to get into ads because we're going to talk about Casey's coaching program and how she's running Facebook ads to her coaching program, what has not been working. And then I'm going to kind of coach her on some things I think that I want her to try. And I do know that she's going to try. So we're going to get to that here in just a second. But I do think this is super important as far as, you know, look, everybody listening to the show here, we're all trying to grow our business. You got to make sure that we have our health first, right? Because if we don't have our health, like Casey said, we can't do any of this stuff that we're learning here on the show. So what are some sort of just some simple things that people can be doing, can be looking out for to, from a nutrition standpoint, improving their performance and health?
Sure, Rick. So at the end of the day, if you don't have your sleep and you don't have your stress managed in your environment, it doesn't matter what nutrition protocol you're on. Heck, you could have the best nutrition protocol in the world that is fit to you and your environment. But if you don't have sleep and you don't have your stress managed, nothing's going to work because stress directly affects your immune system, which directly affects your gut. And that's where everything stems from. And that's like the biggest part about being an entrepreneur, right? You think you got to grind hard at night, you can't sleep, and you're stressed. And you know, that's just a downward spiral for all you guys. And so to really understand what's best for you and your environment, that's key to the success. But you cannot be successful in any nutrition protocol without sleep and without managing and mitigating stressors in your life. So what you can do right now is a brain dump when you get off this episode, guys, from listening and really think, how much am I actually sleeping? Is my sleep really deep? And where's all the stress coming from in my life? And that comes from workout stress to stress from your home to work, every environment. And managing that first, because once your body is managed in that manner, your body's going to respond to your nutrition on a much higher and intimate level, thus really giving you the energy and the performance that you truly desire.
I love it. That's, guys, that's one thing that was huge for me. It still is, right? From a sleep perspective and a stress perspective, it's something that I've been really working on for the past year to get that under control. And that was one of the first that what Casey just shared is one of the first things that she shared with me is like, look, we can clean up your nutrition and all that stuff. And it's not like I ate poorly. It was just kind of doing some things differently so I could feel better, but we can do all the work in the world. But if I'm not getting good sleep and I'm not, you know, handling the stress and all that stuff, none of that is going to help. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. So let's talk about your Facebook ads. All right. So first of all, what are you running ads? So what are you eventually selling? So you're running your ads and what's the whole goal of your ad campaigns?
So the whole goal, so just to create like a brand new coaching program that's very intimate on the mindset nutrition perspective. And it's a 90-day coaching program that's very invasive, very intimate to really set entrepreneurs up for success with to elevating their health and their life, whether they're moms and dad aren't entrepreneurs. But essentially, once they've finished that program, that they are set up with all the tools and success to be able to be elevated and live that best life. So my targeting has been, the goal of the targeting was to really reach all of those men and women entrepreneurs that are really searching for that missing link in their health to elevate their life.
Okay. So the ultimate goal is to sell them this program.
Yes.
And you're selling it. What's the, what I call the sales mechanism? What's the mechanism of which you're selling it? You get people, you have a call with people, right?
Yeah.
It's, you're not like sending them to a sales page and like, oh, buy this program. It's like, you're getting on the phone with them to learn more about them and, you know, to make sure it's a good fit and how you can help them and stuff like that. So you're, the goal is to get them on a call that you can speak to them and then talk about the program from there. Is that right?
Yeah, correct.
Okay, cool. The ads that you're running on Facebook are, the idea there from the ads is to get people to sign up for a strategy call. What do you call like an explore?
I call it a strategy call.
Okay. So get them to, so click on the ad, go to and sign up for a strategy call. And on that call, you're going to sell the program.
Yeah. Essentially interview them, see if they're a good fit. And if they are, through that strategy consultation, get them enrolled in the program.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So you've been running ads. When did you start running ads for this?
I started running ads for this in October of 2018.
Okay. So we are recording this in the middle of February. So a few months now. I'm familiar with what happened with the ads, but you didn't see a whole lot of success from the ads. You got a lot of people clicking. You got a lot of people signing up, scheduling the calls, but the real breakdown there, and correct me if I'm wrong, was getting those people to actually show up for the phone calls, for the strategy calls.
Yeah. No one was like, calls galore scheduled, but no shows on calls.
Okay. So what would you like, and I want to kind of break down, I've ahead of time here written down four different strategies that I would do or that I would test out to improve that. But you not being, you know, a Facebook ads person, what's your, no pun intended here, what's your gut telling you about like why they weren't showing up?
My gut was telling me that they weren't, that the ads weren't warming them up enough to me, that they didn't have that know, like, and trust factor enough to want mm-hmm. to show up for the call. So they got excited maybe to book it, but they still didn't know quite enough about me to really have that trust factor to really open up. That's a really vulnerable space to be in on a consult call, to open up about your life, especially to finding someone through cold traffic. And I feel that my gut tells me, A, my ads weren't targeted exactly to my direct avatar, mm-hmm. and they honestly did not warm the potential client up enough. That's what my gut tells me.
Okay. And yeah, I would completely agree with that, because you had a bunch of phone calls scheduled, but if I'm not mistaken, none of them showed up, right? For the calls?
I had two show up.
Two show up out of a whole bunch of calls. And so huge red flag right there. And guys, if this is happening to you, so Casey is selling, you know, what we call a higher ticket program or product in a coaching pro. And how long is the coaching program?
It's 12 weeks.
12 weeks. Okay. So it's a 12-week coaching program, you know, and it's a higher ticket, right? It's not a $97 course or something like that. And so the strategy that Casey's using here is to get people onto a call and then talking about the program. Very common type of strategy, right? But when we reach a point here where there's a whole bunch of people scheduling calls and only two of them show up, obviously there's a breakdown, right? There's somewhere along the funnel here, something is not working. And hopefully you're realizing that before you get to spending a whole bunch of money and getting a whole bunch of, you know, appointments scheduled and then no one showing up, right? So hopefully you're realizing that before. And then that is another perfect example of, like we talk about on the podcast all the time here, you got to know your numbers, right? You got to track your entire sales funnel. And so Casey was getting people to sign up for, they were getting people to sign up for the calls, but no one, like two people out of a whole bunch showed up. So basically no one's showing up. And so based on what Casey just said, completely agree with her. Like it wasn't, not the right type of person, they weren't qualifying. And I say they mean like the ads. Like the ads weren't qualifying the right audience to get people on the strategy call. So I have some ideas for you. Do you have anything that you would want to try differently before I even share that?
I mean, yeah, I definitely want to try something. I don't know what that is, but I just want to be able to reach those people, right? But I know that some things need to change, but how those change, I don't know.
Okay. So I'm going to add a fifth strategy here that I would test out. And so I'll come back to that fifth one here when we get to number five. But so the first thing is, with this current funnel that you're doing, is, so you're running a, is it, it's ad directly to schedule the call?
And it was an add to a landing page.
Okay.
Once I clicked on the landing page, and the landing page showed him a video of me, like a thank you video that I recorded. Mm-hmm. And then after the thank you video, no, sorry, the landing page to booking the call, they booked the call, then they got the thank you video. That was it.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So I would add, and these are things that we've done ourselves. And we've also had a bunch of students that I've had a bunch of students do who are not necessarily in the nutrition space, but just coaching in general, that have coaching programs, you know, similar to like what Casey's talking about here, you know, for their own business. So strategy number one that I would test out is, instead of going from ad to the calendar page to schedule the call, I would do a lead magnet. I would do some sort of simple downloadable thing, like a PDF, video, cheat sheet, whatever it might be, that is going to, that the target audience that Casey's trying to reach here would find a bunch of value in. And again, that could be whatever it is. That could be a video, could be a cheat sheet, PDF, something that they can consume really quickly and get a quick win from. So the ad now shifts from marketing, if you will, having the call to action to schedule a call. So now it's download the lead magnet. Okay. And then on the opt-in page, so it's add to the opt-in page where they get the lead magnet, I would be requesting a phone number, because we want to be able to follow up with them once they schedule to be able to remind them, right? To be able to remind them via text message. Then once they opt in, and if they're opting in with a phone number, so if you're asking for, let's just say, name, email, and phone number, it's going to be a little bit higher quality person right there, because you're asking for three different pieces of information as opposed to just an email address. So now we're doing lead magnet. They click on the ad, go to the landing page. They opt in for that lead magnet, ask them for the phone number. On the thank you page, then you do where you have a video, like where you're talking about, Casey, where you have a video where you invite them there onto a free strategy call. Okay. So you can discuss like something specific, for example, about what they just downloaded and how you can talk more about that on a strategy call.
Okay.
And on that thank you page with the video, you can have a calendar invite right on that page to get them to set up the call. You're kind of taking those steps out, but you're leading with value, right? So you're giving them that value.
Right.
And so that's one strategy that I would test out. So I'll just recap that again. So it's lead magnet. Again, it's something that's relevant to what you'd be helping them with. You have to be careful, as you know, Casey, in the ads, where you can't, from Facebook policy perspective, you can't call out personal attributes and all this other stuff. You gotta be really careful there, but you know that. Lead magnet, something that's going to be give them a quick win, something that's helpful, something that aligns with, you know, what the coaching program is going to be about. And so you send them to the opt-in page, make sure you get that phone number there. On the thank you page after they opt in, then you have a video on that page where you're inviting them to jump on a free strategy call. And that right on that thank you page, you have the calendar invite so they can click and set up that strategy call right there on the calendar. So that's number one. The second strategy I would test is the exact same strategy, but I would tweak it a little bit if you aren't seeing the quality of the clients that you want, that you really want. So are people showing up? Number one. Number two, of the people who are showing up, are they quality? Are they the types of people that are going to be able to do this type of program? So I would do the exact same strategy as the first one, but I would tweak it a little bit. So I would start with that lead magnet, and then you could send them from the lead magnet to the opt-in page. But on the opt-in page, you ask them a few qualifying questions. And those questions would vary for depending on what type of business that you have. But Casey, you could ask a couple of questions that are relevant that would qualify them to set up a call with you. And so you're vetting these people out before they even, like, they're not even opting in yet. So you're asking them these few qualifying questions, and then if they qualify, then you can have them opt in, give you their information. So lead magnet to the opt-in page, okay? So they're going to opt in, but they're also going to answer a few different questions, okay? So they're opting in regardless. Okay. And then on the thank you page, then if they qualified based on the questions, then you have a page with that video where you're inviting them to jump on that strategy call. And then you got the calendar invite. So you're basically adding in that layer of a few qualifying questions.
Okay.
So it's the same strategy as the first one, but if the quality isn't there from that first strategy, now you're just adding in a couple of questions there to further qualify them. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So that's kind of like the lead magnet strategy that I would test. And guys, just remember, like I'm going through this because this is something that's relevant. Like I want to give you strategies to test out regardless of what type of business that you have. If you're selling a higher ticket program or something, or coaching program or something like that, these are strategies that work for this type of stuff. And you just got to be able to test. Okay. So I want to give you some different strategies here. So the third strategy that I would test is doing like a 2-3 part video series. And the video content is relevant to the type of client that you want to attract. So because you're speaking to all the different challenges that you talked about earlier, and you're creating videos around this. And we're not talking like, you know, long videos, 2-3 shorter videos. But what you're doing is you're sequencing the videos, meaning you have the video right there in your ad. So it's a Facebook video ad, and then you're building engagement audiences. So for example, if people watch, say, like more than 75% of your video, then they see the next video in your series. And the same thing, if they watch 75% of your second video, if you have a third video, then we show them the third video. And then at the end of that video series, that's where your call to action is to invite them to a free strategy call. And so you're sending them from the video from the last video to a similar page to what you're using right now or what you were using to schedule that call. Okay. And what we've done here is you're qualifying them based on how long they're watching the videos, and you're only showing the next video in your series to people who have watched a long enough percentage of the first video or the previous video. And you can really do this with like two videos as well. It doesn't have to be three videos. So that's another one. I would do that, or another strategy to test. Okay. Any questions on that one?
No, I like that one.
Cool. And that's super simple to do. You're amazing on video. You could literally just grab your phone and start recording, right? And just create those videos and just use videos like that. The fourth strategy, and I know that you'll like this one because you do a lot of this, and this is more organic, but it's on Instagram with your content, right? So you can be creating content that's helpful content. This is more so like Instagram story, but you're sharing helpful stuff, helpful information, again, that's going to be relevant to your exact target audience and your call to action and your teaching, right? Yeah. And again, it's short content, but you're teaching, and your call to action is to DM you on Instagram. To talk, you know, like, hey, if you want more help with this, DM me on Instagram and let's chat. So it's not a paid strategy. It's just more of a, you know, organic strategy on Instagram.
Okay.
But you're teaching more with video and getting that call to action to DM you. The fifth strategy I would test is, and I know you're not going to like this one, but I would test a webinar. I would do a webinar where, again, you're teaching on the webinar. And your call to action on the webinar, quote unquote, what you're selling is the strategy call, the free strategy call. So you're not selling your coaching program from the webinar. You're selling the opportunity to get on a free strategy call with you. So then it becomes a webinar funnel where it's add to sign up for the webinar. Or there's different ways you can do it, obviously, but very simply is add to register for the webinar. You do your webinar and then the call to action, what you're selling, again, is the free strategy call. And then from the calls, then you're getting people in the coaching program. So that's another strategy that I would test out.
I honestly like the webinar idea.
Yeah, because you're giving, let's just say you're giving an hour's worth of content, right? And so if somebody is spending an hour with you, then scheduling a strategy call with you, you're qualifying them even more so because they're spending an hour with you on the webinar, right? And then they're scheduling the call with you, and then they're hopping on the phone with you and getting them in the coaching program.
That's gold. I love that. I love all of these, Rick.
So guys, that's what I would do if Casey were to say, all right, Rick, you have to run my Facebook ads to get me leads for, you know, to get me strategy calls set up with people. these are the different types of strategies that I would test with this. And again, this is if you have, if your funnel, if your sales funnel, if your sales mechanism, if you will, is getting people on a live call, talking to them and then selling them, quote unquote, into your program or product or whatever it is. These are the different, these are different. And of course there's more than this, but these are five strategies right now that I would test to see. And I would pick one and start with that one. And you refine it and you start to see what works and track your numbers and all of the stuff. And, you know, from a strategy like Instagram content with a call to action, a DM, you know, you can do that ongoing, right? That's not, it's not like just because you're testing the first strategy doesn't mean that you can't be doing the Instagram stuff on the way. So any questions?
No, these are, like I told you, my gut feeling, like these are the missing, really, really missing, like, I guess, like tools to the toolbox that I need to really create that impact I want to do.
Cool. Cool. Yeah. Cause like when I get going on these things, I just go off. Like I just start running.
And yeah, you crushed it.
Thank you. All right. So I wanted to kind of, like I said, guys, I really didn't know where this episode would go. I want to talk about just some, you know, the health stuff, talk about the nutrition stuff a little bit with what Casey's doing, get a little personal and share a little bit more about like what I went through, what I'm going through, and continue to strive for from how I'm feeling and a performance standpoint, but also, you know, really kind of dive into what Casey's doing from on a business standpoint and how she can get more of these strategy calls. And really hope this is helpful for all of you guys who are doing this types of thing in your business. And these are some strategies that you can test out to get more people, to get more qualified people to your strategy calls. So Casey, I want to make sure that people can connect with you. What is the best way for people, if they want to chat with you, they want to learn more about what you're doing, what is the best way?
The best way would be like to DM me on Instagram at Casey Tom Nutrition, or they can find me on Facebook too on my page with I Can Nutrition. They can message me.
Okay. So it's ICANNUTRITION. I Can Nutrition. Okay. And then Casey Tom Nutrition on Instagram.
Yep.
I'll link it up in the show notes for the episode here, guys, today. Casey, thank you so much. This has been way overdue. Hopefully this was helpful. And thank you for sharing more about what you do, what you're doing for entrepreneurs from a health standpoint. And I want to publicly thank you for all the work that you've done with me and me feeling, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it, like light years better from before I started working with you. So thank you. And thank you for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. I much appreciate it, Rick. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Hey, real quick, getting your support and feedback for the show is what keeps me going. I love hearing and seeing all of the feedback that you guys give me for the show here. It really does what keeps me going each and every week for the podcast here. So again, if you've not yet subscribed to the podcast and left an honest rating and review for the show over on iTunes, that would mean the world to me. I read all those reviews and that's what allows us to reach more people with the podcast here. It's my goal to be helping you grow your business so that you can have a bigger impact with your customers as well. And by subscribing and rating review, that allows me to do more of that. So thank you so much in advance for doing that. If you've not already, really appreciate it. Stay tuned for a quick tip episode. I've got another quick tip episode coming your way later this week. And as always, my friend, keep testing your online marketing to find out what works for you and your business and then do more of what's working. Duh, right? I'll see you in the next episode.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.